I'm sure you've heard that old ad for a particular cell phone service that seems to have found a place in the popular consciousness. The question, "Can you hear me now?" suggests that with this particular phone system, reception is good anywhere in the world. This all sounds like a vocation ad, not merely a vocation to priesthood or diaconate or religious life, but a vocation to a life of Christian ministry. Because God says to all of us, "Can you hear me now?" And we can hear this call anywhere in the world if we are but open to it. My friends, today's gospel recounts Jesus' call to two sets of brothers, Peter and Andrew and James and John, all of them fishermen. Jesus invites them to follow him with simple, direct, but forceful words. "Come after me." And their response is immediate and total. At a moment's notice, they simply abandon their former means of livelihood to follow Jesus. All four leave their nets for a new vocation, if you will. The work of reaching out and gathering people into Jesus' new community. Now, the disciples don't leave fishing nets and boats on the shore so that they can escape the daily struggle to make a living. The disciples leave everything behind not to escape, but to discover the true depths of the Spirit's call. Brothers and sisters, many of us at one time or another dream of leaving everything behind, all the ties, all the responsibilities that nail us down, the daily drudgery of life, our half-heartedness about our work and our families. It would be so simple just to dump all the baggage of life, disappear, and begin again in another place with a new passport and a Swiss bank account. In our fantasies, running away from everything would free us to start again as a new person, to become someone else, more intelligent, more successful, more popular, more better looking. The response of the four fishermen to the call of discipleship that we hear about in our gospel today may appear to us to be quite radical. We might ask, what made these first disciples say yes to Jesus? Was Jesus' sales pitch that good? Were they looking for a new adventure? Was it just the right time and the right place? But my friends, very few of us are asked to leave all behind and launch out into new lives and new careers. For us, all kinds of questions often need to be asked and answered before we say yes to something. And probably the first question would be, what's in it for me? And then we might want to go home and talk things over with people who are important in our life. Thirdly, we'd want to do a little research on the person or the project, so we'd want to know exactly what we are getting ourselves into and what will be expected of us. In the end, most of us answer the call and remain right where we are, doing what we do. But now, with a view to proclaiming with our lives the gospel of the kingdom of God. Yet some have responded to that call of service in our church as ordained persons. Some have responded by serving as a catechist. Perhaps some have responded in liturgical ministry as musicians, as extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, or as a proclaimer of God's word. Still others have responded by being involved in impact and working for systematic change in our local community alongside people of faith. Yet for some, the call to following Jesus isn't so clear. Some may experience a restlessness and a dissatisfaction with their lives and consider the mere suggestion of discipleship as an intrusion into the plans of their lives. Or they may just drop what they're doing and leave their former concerns behind to follow Jesus. Brothers and sisters, today God asks us to bring the power of Christ into the world through the way in which we connect, the way we treat each other and support each other. Matthew tells us in the gospel today that in the person of Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world and illuminates our minds and souls with a new vision. Because in the light of Christ, we are able to recognize one another as sisters and brothers. In the light of Christ, we realize our own need for healing and forgiveness, and then able to bring such transformation into our own lives and the lives of others. Jesus invited his first four companions to follow him into lands where darkness prevailed, with the assurance that they would have plenty of opportunity to bring that light out of the gloominess. Like the early disciples, God can make somebodies out of nobodies and bring light to those in darkness. And God continues to call us, the comfortable, the weak, the fearful, the ordinary. We are the ones to walk with the hungry, the poor, the wounded, the abused, those who aren't heard. My friends, the call of God doesn't offer us a new identity or fantasy life that we've always longed for. The call to follow Jesus is a call to move to an even deeper understanding of who we are called to be in the self-giving love of God through the cross of Jesus, which finally transformed those simple fishermen into fishers of people. Brothers and sisters, we will never know. But our gospel today does challenge us to look at our own response to God. Are we willing to say yes when Jesus comes calling in our life? Today, God says to all of us, "Can you hear me now?" And yes, my friends, as I said at the beginning of the homily, we can hear this call anywhere in the world if we are just open to it. Amen.